that was something that I felt, say, after living in Thailand for 20-odd years and feeling that that's something I'd like to do, come somewhere and help create a monastery in the West. And Ajahn Amaro was already committed to starting something here in the West Coast. He'd been coming to San Francisco Bay Area. And I'd met people from the Sangapala Foundation in Thailand. Many occasions people had gone to Thailand and visited the monastery that I was the abbot of there. So I'm getting to know people and feeling, yeah, it seemed like a good group of people. And so that was, okay, I can commit to that. And then also just that sense of bringing a traditional form of Buddhism to the West and to America. So that was the thinking behind my process of coming here. And then, but I had no idea it would turn into this. You know, it's a you know, very gratified to see this happening. See the people who've plugged in, made connections over the years, and continue to maintain that connection. And, so that's something that's very very satisfying, very gratifying, and 20 years is sort of I mean, you said, wow, that went by quick. So that, you know, who knows? I mean, this will, I'm not sure how often we'll do anniversaries now, but that, you know, I think it's putting roots down into the community here.